Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. In this final weekend before the presidential election, both major candidates are campaigning in swing states. President Trump has 5 rallies in 5 states on his schedule today. Yesterday, he made another appeal to backers of fracking during a campaign stop in Pennsylvania. Chris Potter is with member station WESA.
Trump has repeatedly tried to use the natural gas business as a wedge issue against Democratic nominee Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. Before a packed crowd gathered in Butler, some 30 miles north of Pittsburgh, Trump said he would protect the fossil fuels industry from, quote, maniacs who oppose it.
Moments ago, I signed an order to protect Pennsylvania fracking and block any effort to undermine energy production in your state.
The order actually only requires federal agencies to study the potential consequences of a fracking ban, which Biden's platform does not call for, though Biden does favor an eventual transition away from fossil fuels. For NPR News, I'm Chris Potter in Pittsburgh.
Democrat Joe Biden expected to devote much of his day to Philadelphia, encouraging voter turnout on Friday. The Biden-Harris campaign visited Texas but canceled an event after Trump supporters blocked a campaign bus. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
In videos posted to Twitter, vehicles flying Trump 2020 flags can be seen boxing in a Biden-Harris campaign bus on I-35 in central Texas. Vice presidential candidate Harris was in Texas earlier in the day, but had already departed and was not on the bus. At one point captured on video, a vehicle attempts to cut behind the bus, but a truck with a Trump flag rams it and forces it out of the lane. No injuries were reported. Cheryl Cole, a Democratic state representative, confirmed on Facebook that an event north of Austin was canceled due to safety concerns. For NPR News, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Boerne, Texas.
At the presidential campaign now in the final stretch, coronavirus infections are rising in the United States, and that has officials worried about hospitals being overwhelmed. Dr. Randy Tobler is the CEO of Scotland County Hospital in rural Memphis, Missouri.
It's becoming a real profound stressor on people that are already on bare nerve endings. I don't know how long that can be sustained if the combined respiratory season / influenza / COVID-19 surge continues indefinitely.
Data released this weekend by Johns Hopkins University show the country added more than 99,300 cases on Friday, with more than 1,000 deaths. The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has ordered a new lockdown in England because of rising coronavirus infections. Johnson held a news conference Saturday after word leaked to local media. The lockdown across England kicks in on Thursday and will be in effect for a month. You're listening to NPR News. Police in Canada have a suspect in custody in connection with last night's stabbing in Quebec City. 2 people were killed and 5 others injured. Police say the suspect is in his mid-20s. He was arrested overnight after police said they were looking for a man dressed in medieval clothing and armed with some sort of bladed weapon. The Scottish actor Sean Connery is being remembered this weekend as a magnetic actor who was a movie star for half a century. Connery died yesterday morning at age 90, and NPR's Dave Mistich looks back at his career.
Connery's career was catapulted when he took on the role of James Bond, the suave British spy, in 1962's Dr. No.
Mr. Bond. James Bond.
Connery ended up playing the role 7 times, but was concerned about being typecast. He will also be remembered for a variety of other characters, including Indiana Jones' father in the Steven Spielberg trilogy's finale, The Last Crusade.
Junior.
That's his name. Henry Jones Jr.
Like Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana.
He won an Oscar in 1987 for his role as a tough cop in The Untouchables. Connery, born in Scotland in 1930, was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in the year 2000. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Philippines dealing with another typhoon, this one among the most powerful this year. It came ashore early today, knocking out power in several towns and prompting evacuations. In the Caribbean, Tropical Storm Eta has formed, the 28th Atlantic storm of the season, tying the records, expected to threaten Nicaragua and Honduras by tomorrow night. This is NPR.